Now let's finish this verse. Go ahead and put that back, that verse back of Hebrews 11:6. Therefore I say unto you, no. Hebrews 11:6. Thank you. But without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please him. For what? For he that cometh to God, what? Must believe. Now you have a choice whether or not to come to him. But once you come on board, once you say you're a believer, once you say you're a Christian, once you say you're born again, you must believe God. Not the circumstances, not the pressure coming against you, not what somebody is saying, not what some other church is saying. You believe God. This is how people have got messed up. And just because I got something behind my name, you better make sure it's the name. Don't be moved because I call myself Dr. This. Let me get away from that. Anyway, you better believe the word, the truth. And when somebody else, now stay with me now, when someone else says something that's not the truth, you don't have to criticize them. You just stay away from that, what they said. You need to know what belongs on the table. You need to know what belongs in the garbage can. Do I need to say that again? And there's some stuff they're trying to put on your table you need to take to the garbage can. Because I'm not going to eat that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how they dress it. I don't care how they flavor it. And I don't care how pretty they make it. But if it's not the word, I'm not going to eat it. You're not going to eat that, aren't you? So, now look, I'm going to get through this verse here because I got a whole bunch more. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Must believe. Must believe. You had a choice before you came, but now you come. Now that you come to him, now that you receive him, you must believe. That's the only way. That's the only thing. That's the only way God operates. Believe. Believer. He's a God of faith. He's a God that speaks and he says what he believes, what he means, and he means what he says. Amen. He doesn't differentiate or deviate in any way, any shape or fashion. He's God like that all the time. Never maybe get up one morning and he changed his faith. God, what happened? No. Every day you live, every moment you live, God is God. Yes. And every moment you live, and every moment you live, and every day you live, God is the healer. Yes. God is the Savior. Oh, yes. He doesn't, some disease happen to show up and God back up. No. Some problem shows up. Your child get out of order and God back up. No. God is God. And he doesn't change anytime. He's God all the time. And he'll do anytime and all the time in any situation, every situation. That's why he said, you must believe. That's right. You must believe because I'm going to do it. Yeah. If it doesn't happen, it's because you didn't believe. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 He said, you must believe that he is. Then you, and listen to the next, and that you must believe that he is, and that he is, and that he is, and that he is what? Yes. A rewarder. Mm-hmm. Of who? Oh, so it's so it called for some diligence, and some steadfastness, some reading and studying and praying when you want to be watching Matlock. Notice that he said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What about the one that has seeking? What about the one that pays his word no mind? You don't get anything. You go through life messed up. And you want somebody else to fix you up. And we run to the natural sources around us. They can give you a temporary relief, but not a lasting effect. But God can keep you all the time. And you get in stuff that that you didn't intend to get in, or was deceived and got in. He know how to get you out. Hallelujah. But if you trust him, if you trust him and commit yourself to him, he can keep you all the time. There's not a time that he can't keep you. So moving right along. Glory to God. I may have to come back there, but moving right along. We can say, listen to this now. So we can say that faith is the currency of the kingdom. All right? The way God is talking, he's given us the currency that we operate in the kingdom with. How, I'm going to ask you a question. How do we operate in this world? Do you just walk up in the grocery store and get you a basket and put it in a sack and roll it out to your car? Do you go into the dry good or appliance store and you just get your dollar and roll that washing machine out and put it in your vehicle and drive off? Is that the way you operate? No, you try. I'll be looking at you through those bars too. Because they call that what? Stealing. You better have something. Or some kind of green stuff, a card with some numbers on it. Right? Amen. And you got to go by a checkout point. Yes. And you got to give this. Huh? Amen. If you don't give them, you put it back in the rack. Right? That's how we operate. And you know how, and people have tried to operate other ways and got caught, and they wind up behind bars. I'm trying to teach you something now this morning. And when you try to operate in the realm of the spirit, violating these laws, that's how Satan gets you. And that's why God said, you must learn how to operate in this realm of faith. Yeah. It's the currency. If you operate in faith, it'll eliminate all the stuff Satan trying to accuse you of. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he tried to put this on you, you say, faith says, and I say, and God said, I'm healed. And you say, I ignore, I mute you because I know what God said. And I'm going to keep on saying what God said, keep on standing and acting like God because I am a child of God, a son, a daughter of God. So I'm going to talk like him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.